Відділ іноземних мов пропонує читачам ознайомитись із уривком роману Даніеля Дефо «Робінзон Крузо» англійською мовою. He was a comely, handsome fellow, perfectly well made, with straight, strong limbs, not too large, tall and well shaped, and as I reckon about 26 years of age. He had a very good countenance, nor a fierce and surly aspect, but seemed to have something very manly in his face. And yet he had all the sweetness and softness of a European in his countenance, too especially when he smiled. His hair was long and black, not curled like wool, his forehead very high and large, and a great vivacity and sparkling sharpness in his eyes. The color of his skin was not quite black, but very tawny. And yet not an ugly yellow, noisy, stony as the Brazilians and Virginians and other natives of America are, but of a bright kind of a dun olive color that had in it something very agreeable, though not very easy to describe. His face was round and plump, his nose small, not flat, like the Negro's, a very good mouth, thin lips, and his fine teeth well set and as white as ivory. After he had slumbered rather than slept, about half an hour he awoke again and came out of the cave to me, for I had been milking my goats which I had in the enclosure just by. When he espied me, he came running to me, laying himself down again upon the ground, with all the possible signs of an humble, thankful disposition, making a great many antic gestures to show it. At last he lays his head flat upon the ground close to my foot and sets my other foot upon his head as he had done before, and after this made all the signs to me of subjection, servitude, and submission imaginable, to let me know how he would serve me so long as he lived. I understood him in many things, and let him know I was very well pleased with him. In a little time I began to speak to him, and teach him to speak to me, and first I let him know his name should be Friday, which was the day I saved his life. Текст читала Мещерякова Юлія.